In the Know is powered by the Minnesota Daily. Listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back to In the Know, breaking down the U's news. We're your hosts. I'm Mariah King.
And I'm Luke Diamond, and I'm back.
Finally.
Yep, it was a long week away from my podcast, but here we are.
And me.
And you, you're right. That was difficult as well.
The separation anxiety really got to me.
Oh, wow. Love you.
Speaking of anxiety.
Oh, yes. Okay, good segue. First up today.
Students and faculty have had trouble accessing the university's disability resource services because of an increase in demand.
Between the 2017 and 18 school years, the request increased by 17%. That is quite a margin. Also on campus this week, United States Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts came to University of Minnesota and gave a talk to a crowd of nearly 3,000 people at Northrop Auditorium. He talked a little bit about his position on the court, how technology is impacting law, and made a couple comments about new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. For our story this week, we got together with reporter Nikki Pedersen.
I cover science, technology, and environment here at The Daily.
And talked about an incident on Washington Avenue Bridge.
I was, I think, the only person awake at that time when the breaking news was posted.
So what time was it?
It was like noon. But it was a Saturday, so that's why. So basically, the Paint the Bridge event that happens every year, it's a really fun event where student organizations and groups get to kind of advertise what their group is about. And a specific panel, three panels actually, from the College Republicans got defaced. So basically, the College Republican panels, there's three of them, they don't just say, hey, we're the College Republicans. They say a lot more than that. And
what do they say?
They say, well, this specific one says, make the U great again, Trump 2020, all opinions are welcome here. It's very kind of them. And then in pencil, scribbled around it is like, we support free speech, and the proposed pronoun policy mocks social issues, which is a reference to the proposed gender expression policy that the U might be bringing up. But basically, it has a lot of very political opinions on it, and someone spray painted queer power in all black.
What power?
Queer power.
But Nikki told us this wasn't the first time the College Republicans panels had been vandalized.
It really started with this kind of abrasive defacing and vandalism in 2016. I think before that, people just advertised, hey, we're the College Republicans, or hey, we're the College Democrats. That was it. And then 2016 came around, and suddenly, instead of saying what their group was, they had political points on the panel. And that's why they had things like build the wall, Trump 2020, Trump-Pence train is leaving the station, stuff like that. So as soon as they kind of started switching from advertising their group to advertising political ideas, then it started becoming defaced.
So on an abstract level, as soon as Trump kind of entered politics, then would you say that the campus climate got a little bit more heated around College Republicans, College Democrats, things like that?
Definitely. I think in the past, the phrase College Democrats and the phrase College Republicans wasn't a politically divisive term. It was just a term. And then suddenly, you know, Trump comes into, I don't want to say power, that's a bad word, but Trump appears, the year of Trump, 2016, and suddenly things start having a more partisan meaning. So just the word Republican has a more divisive meaning than it did in the past. And especially when you add on to that writing things on your panel like facts don't care about your feelings or making fun of the pronoun policy and this stuff, then it's especially divisive.
Do you know if the university has responded to this vandalism in any way?
So the university is really taking the position that by vandalizing these panels that their free speech is being harmed. A lot of students disagree with that. A lot of students agree with that. It's a really kind of partisan political issue, especially this free speech one here on campus.
We asked her if the university had any idea who did it.
The bridge was a little worse for wear. They put $20,000 into it.
$20,000 roughly, make it better. And they also installed security cameras.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. So, you know, they probably didn't install the security cameras thinking, oh, we're going to catch people vandalizing. but they probably had more safety issues at heart. But they are reviewing the tape to see if they can tell if it was a university student or if it was even identifiable who did it at all.
Oh, okay. So nobody knows that you did it yet.
Not yet. I'm trying to keep that under wrap, Mariah.
Oh.
It would look badly on my LinkedIn profile.
Minnesota Daily reporter Austin McAllis had another perspective to provide.
I cover faculty, staff, and higher ed administration here at the U.
He went to a College Republicans meeting way before the panel ever got made when they were discussing ideas for it.
So the meeting focused on a few different things. They talked about the transgender policy, which I had written a story on this fall. They talked about that policy, and there was discussion about that policy about...
What kind of discussion?
So a lot of members, including the president of College Republicans at the U, John Cannon, said that the policy infringed upon free speech. A lot of people, you know, voiced disagreement with the policy. They said that it, you know, wasn't, and this is reflected in the panel, you know, wasn't a real social issue. It was distracting from other more pressing concerns at the university.
Was there any discussion about it maybe being vandalized?
Yeah, so the College Republicans were very aware that it would likely be vandalized. John Cannon, again, the president of College Republicans, said that more likely than not it would be vandalized, that there would be some sort of campus reaction from, you know, liberals about this panel and about what they were going to put on it.
Okay, but that didn't hinder them in any way, shape, or form? They were still going to go through with their plans?
You know, I didn't talk to them specifically if that was going to hinder their plans. What I can say is they discussed upcoming speakers at the university as well, conservative speakers who are going to be coming to campus. And they, in that conversation, they discussed how they wanted to see a reaction from quote-unquote campus liberals. They wanted to see protests. And John said that, you know, this reaction from people on campus from what he called far leftists actually is beneficial to Republicans because it sways moderates to their side. College Republicans expected that their panel would be vandalized. And there are other events where College Republicans, you know, willfully are engaging activities to encourage a reaction from what they call campus liberals or far leftists.
This probably won't be the last time that it gets vandalized for the school year. In the past, the College Republicans have repainted over it just to get it vandalized again by other students. New words, new posters being taped up over it. It just keeps kind of becoming an issue. And actually, in a previous year, the Republican slash conservative groups on campus just got tired of it. They painted over all panels with the word censored. Because again, going back to that they believe that they're going back to the fact that they believe their First Amendment rights are being violated, it's possible that they'll do something like that again, just to stop the vandalism.
And no other panels are vandalized as frequently and as adamantly as these.
Not that I know of. I mean, the University Democratic Society, Students for Democratic Society, University Democrats, they don't really get vandalized as often or at all.
That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.